Today, there's a focus on Hawaiian history once suppressed, and the effect of the continuing renaissance is moving well beyond our shores. Hula halau around the islands are doing more than keeping an art form alive. Hula has become an international phenomenon, and it's breaking down cultural walls. Halau are thriving around the world today, but not long ago, it was a beleaguered art form, practiced only in Hawaii and only by Hawaiians. Marlene Tsai has seen many changes in Hawaiian music and dance over the course of a 50-year performing career. She's on the line to share a long-overlooked story of the Second World War, the story of Hui Menehune. Good morning, Marlene. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good morning to you.
You know, Marlene, I was thinking about how the Second World War had this sort of, I don't know, I guess you'd call it a social leveling effect across the country. Is that accurate?
That's the idea of it, and that's what I had learned. Of course, I was just a youngster, and around at that time. But, you know, so much came from that period, and so many things that I have, you know, taken account of and really have applied to my own thoughts, feelings, and application.
Well, you've seen the whole Renaissance happen over the course of your performing career, haven't you?
Oh, and some. There's been so much of it, and to where it's at today, and the changes have been steady and really varied, if you will.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, I do reflect back to, of course, what was, and because, I mean, nothing like that exists anymore.
Well, Marlene, tell me a little bit about what was. When you say the changes that you've seen, how would you describe
those
changes?
Well, in music, for instance, music, well, take our Waikiki, where it was dominant and where the stage performances at the hotels were priorities on many performers' lists.
Sure.
And if they could achieve and try to get themselves to that level, you know, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
But none of that exists anymore. And if it does, it's far and few between. I mean, there were productions that went on continuously at the Monochrome, for instance, at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel.
So you kind
Hawaiian
of
Village at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, I remember Bob Herrick, who would produce and put the shows together for the Royal Hawaiian Hotel. And I remember Joe Flanders at the Hilton Hawaiian Village, who was a producer and would put the shows together. And there, you know, prior to my coming onto the scene, I remember as a youngster going there and watching Alfred Apaka perform. And then eventually it became Danny Cook, Danny Clay Kinney was in the room.
And well, you know, Marlene, you're talking about a sort of a golden age of Hawaiian music performance, and
it was beautiful. And then, of course, the music was a variety. Hapahala music was prevalent at that time, as well as our Hawaiian, you know, language music. So there was such a variety, and the musicians, the composers of different songs would not only be recording artists, but they'll be actual live performing artists with the little bands in these venues. And when I say bands, you know, we're talking the Monochrome, we're talking anywhere from 8 to 13 piece band.
Yeah, a dozen musicians on stage.
Oh yeah.
You know, Marlene, we referred earlier to kind of the Second World War changes during the war, and you're part of a presentation next weekend about Hui Menehune starting up during the war and kind of inviting people from all kinds of different social groups to get together to do hula. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And hula, of course, I remember Auntie Iolani Luahine.
Yeah.
You know, and
she's a great pioneer, wasn't she?
Very, very much so. And Auntie Iolani, when I first started at Dukahanamoku's in Waikiki, she and I performed for the luau's.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just sit there, and I would just be in the dressing room, be mesmerized by this woman, and she would talk about some of her experiences, and then jump on stage and just be this dominant performer in her hula.
She's really credited with a lot of the revitalization of hula in the modern era, isn't she? That's my understanding, that she had a lot to do with really almost kind of rescuing the art form.
Oh, yes. She was, if anyone, she was a talent all her own, and in her dance style, she was unique.
Well, but your task to kind of integrate that with your own performance,
Well, because you're watching it, and then you adopt what you're seeing, and you apply it, yeah.
Sure.
To your. Yes, it was a wonderful experience with Auntie Io, and I remember Loyal Gardner's mother, Alice Kiavikani. She was my first hula instructor.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid. At the park, and they were their style, and I do see a lot of the kumu today have that gentleness, but yes, firm and very firm and structured in their delivery and in their teaching manner.
Well, Marlene, when you talk about the changes you've seen down through the decades, these are changes both for good and ill. It sounds like what you're saying. I mean, hula.
I think always, when you have. When you take and you're witnessing a performance, whether it be song, dance, whatever, you take the good from it,
mm-hmm.
and you try to apply it to whether you're a kumuhula or whether you're a songstress, you apply it to your or try to apply
sure.
to your delivery.
But in what you're saying, I'm getting a kind of a nostalgic feeling about the things that I've only read about, namely the days when Waikiki was filled with big bands and real showcase performances would be some hula, a vocalist like yourself, and a dozen musicians behind you, working every night.
Well, there was a lot of music around. There was a lot of music around.
Yeah.
There was a lot of hula around, and the hula was dominant with, especially with the productions,
mm-hmm.
especially with the big shows. Then again, you also had the other venues that had wonderful music from jazz to Hawaiian trios. They were around too.
Well, Marlene, we'll have to hope that maybe the pendulum swings back. And thanks very much for talking with us this morning.
You're very welcome, and thank you for this time.
You bet. Marlene Tsai is a living legend of Hawaiian music whose first recording was made in 1959. She'll be speaking at the Distinctive Women of Hawaii Conference at the Hawaii Convention Center on Sunday, August 25th. The topic, Hawaiian Dancing Ladies and the Practice of Hula During Wartime. Details are at hpr2.org. Thank you.